Hey everyone, and welcome to this special production on the management of the Central African refugees in the Mbere Division of the Adamawa region. I am Nweya Ben Modika for presentation. We begin the program with a touching testimony of a refugee speaking in their mother tongue, Sangu.
We want to thank the government of Cameroon for graciously receiving us. We have gone through so much. We saw our family members, friends and relatives killed in the war. Fortunately for us, God permitted us to reach here safely, to enjoy some peace and have a quiet sleep. Cameroon is a blessing to us.
Itene merci mingi na Cameroon ake kodro ti siriri.
There are 18,000 duly registered Central African refugees living in the camps at Bogop and Ngam in Mbere Division of the Adamawa region. The others live amongst the population. Taken individually or collectively, their stories are full of nostalgia for a country which was once home for them, but drowned in bitter memories of what they went through. Things may get better someday, permitting them to go back home. Now, they try to forget about home and catch a safe sleep in Cameroon. Not easy though. They are still haunted by the loss of relatives and loved ones and their hard-earned property. One survivor tells the horrendous story of a fleeing couple which had to kill their only baby in the forest. They were compelled to do this to avoid the cries of the baby and to permit them move faster. They may have escaped to safety, but the guilt and emptiness in them would hardly heal. In one of the refugee camps, two children below five live solitary lives. They are at the mercy of kind persons, needing special attention from the humanitarian bodies. We are told that some Samaritan hands picked them up from the streets of Bangui and flung them into a truck headed for Cameroon, just so they do not get crushed in the crossfire. Today, they have to leave that to history. Right now, they are grappling with immediate problems caused by their refugee status, as narrated by Musa Hayatu. Speaking in Sango, life in a camp is not easy. We live on a daily ration for which we are profoundly grateful. This needs reinforcement. We need land to produce our own food and income generating activities to be able to take care of ourselves and not to be over dependent on our benefactors. Back home, our favorite food is manberry or bobolo. It's rainy season. We need thick clothing. This is simply because man's needs are ever so unlimited. So carrying a full-grown adult on your back for an indefinite period is no easy ride. But from the point of view of the Cameroon government and the UN Refugee Agency, the basics have been met, even if the refugees still have outstretched hands.
Katunda Jose is the head of the UN Refugee Agency office in Minganga.
I'm very happy if you can try to see that the situation is different at the beginning. So when they came in 2014, and right now you can see that the situation is totally different because they came weak and they have a lot of problem. Right now they are trying to discover their life and to live in dignity and security.
Along the way, conflicts have abounded. What do you expect when a village with a population of 500 persons receives 2,000 refugees? Much land is needed for settlement and the creation of refugee camps. With the subsistence form of agriculture practiced in most rural and border localities, food becomes scarce and also quite expensive, about three times the cost in some areas. The forest also suffers as more fuel wood is needed for cooking and for warmth. According to the mayor of Minganga, Abubakar Kumbo, limited resources like schools, hospitals, water points, toilets have been truly overstretched. This is where the role of the UN Refugee Agency and their partners comes in. After the emergency phase, which constituted in stabilizing the situation of the refugees, this later period has been focusing on conflict management. Capital in this plan of action is the resolve to develop infrastructure, support mechanisms, and income-generating activities for both the refugees and their host populations. Before now, there have been frustrations among the locals that every international support went to the refugees and nothing for them, who share their all with their uninvited guests. So in the different activities, there is a deliberate effort to take the interest of the local population into consideration. The case of a set of classrooms constructed and handed over at the government school Ngam by the UN Refugee Agency on the 2016 World Refugee Day to help boost the school enrollment and study conditions for the Central African refugees. On that occasion, the senior divisional officer from Bere, Fuapong Alassan, recommended that the objective should be same for the host population. He advised that this should apply in every other domain.
You know that is very important for us, for children to be at school. Not only the refugees, but also Cameroonian children.
Manjo Basiru Issa of FEMMED, one of the actors on the ground, says as they seek to improve the conditions of the refugees, they do not forget the locals.
FEMMED is an international organization based in Bern in Switzerland, which has been working with the refugees program since 2011. So FEMMED is there to reinforce the capacities of the medical institution, especially the health centers, to better participate and include refugees and the host communities in the thinking and in everything that concerns health.
Another privileged partner of the UN Refugee Agency in the Mbere Division is the Lutheran Well Foundation. The program manager, Anne Wangari, declares that their focus is on peaceful coexistence and conflict resolution, agriculture and water and sanitation.
We came at the invitation of UNHCR. We were asked to start working in the areas of livelihoods. And livelihoods means supporting people in agriculture. These are people who are pastoralists, so teaching them how to go about modern agriculture, teaching them how to grow their own food, their own vegetables, and not just grow but also prepare. We also do income generating activities. We support them with small businesses. We support them by small luminaries that later reproduce and expand their fold. We also support them with, and especially the youth, in different fields like tailoring. We give them skills in carpentry, in masonry, things that can can help them while they are here, but also when eventually they go back to their country. Apart from that, we also work in community services. In community services, we look at the vulnerable people in the communities and we support them. Persons living with disability, vulnerable women who are single-headed, who are heading families and they have large families, elderly people who have nobody to support them. So we do various things, not just in the sites, but also in the villages.
Though the desire on both sides is for the refugees to eventually go back home to enjoy their God-given country and contribute to her development, Katunda Jose of the UN Refugee Agency Office, Menganga, confesses that there is no way to anticipate the return of the refugees.
We have a mandate, international protection, and also to fund or to seek the durable solution. We are trying to work together so that we can find the durable solution. The durable solution that we have is sometimes to make sure that in their country of origin, there's peace and security so that we can allow them to go back. We can accompany when all the situation will be improved so that we can try to prepare the return in security and dignity.
This is why during the runoffs of the Central African presidential elections of February the 14th, 2016, the 3,000 refugees who registered for the elections in the Bogop and Ngam refugee camps voted with the desire that the election may not be a mere formality, but a vote for the return of lasting peace and reconciliation in their country. This way, they would no longer have to always run away from home and to be a perpetual burden on host country Cameroon and the international community. Post-production was by Adamu Sanda and Catherine Safiatu Husseini Hamidu. Supervision is by Station Manager Abdullahi Baba. I am Nuweya Ben Modika for presentation. God bless you.